Good morning, everybody. Sit down. Does everybody know who I am? Okay, I'm Kathy. I'm one of the readers here. And I'm here to tell you a little bit about being happy. Has everybody got a ribbon? Can you all hear me?
No. You can't hear me.
Clean your ears out. Have we all got ribbons? If you haven't got a ribbon, put your hand up. These are very, very important ribbons because these are going to pretend to be our life. Okay? So we have a start at one end, which is where we're born, and we have an end at the other end, which is when we die. What happens when we die? Right. Matthew. Who was Matthew? Does anybody know who Matthew was? Anybody? Carl says he was a disciple. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, well done, Carl. You're doing good at these quizzes today, Carl. You can have two ribbons. Right. What does to be happy mean? Ooh, that's a big question. It says in a lot of versions in the Bible, blessed or blessed. And blessed is a really, really funny word. Because blessed means lots and lots of different things. It means to be happy. It means to be holy. It means to be set apart. And it means to give honour to. Now, I might ask you some questions at the end. So you need to remember these things about what being blessed is. But our reading today said that we are happy or blessed. Who is poor in spirit? Emily is. Emily is poor in spirit. That's an excellent thing to be, Emily. It doesn't mean that we are poor in spirit. It means that we look for and we long for God, to have God's spirit and to have him to come and be part of our life. And there's under strict instruction, she's not allowed to speak in this bit. See how well it works. I always thought when I was younger and I heard this passage that blessed or happy are they that mourn was a bit of a funny thing to say. How many of you are sad this morning or have been sad this morning? Nobody? Oh, Hannah. Rebecca at the back. Well, I hope we've all been a little bit sad this morning. Why should we all have been a little bit sad this morning? Pardon? We lost the cup. Oh no, we're not going into football. This isn't a football commentary. We should all be a little bit sad because, do you know, we've all been sad this morning because we've all said that we are sorry to Jesus and to God for things that we have done that have upset him. So that's another way of mourning, to be sad. To think about things that make other people sad. And you know, when we think about how sad and how sorry we are that we have done things wrong, then God comes close to us and he helps us to be happy. He helps us to know that he is there. Blessed are the meek. Who are the meek? Who's meek here? Emily says Adam is. Adam is meek. Well done, Adam. Now, I always thought to be meek meant that you were like a doormat. Who's like a doormat? What's a doormat for?
Wiping your feet on.
To be meek is not to be a doormat. It's not to walk around with your head held low like this and feel sad and miserable. It's to know who we are. It means to be humble. That means, what does humble mean? That means to think about others more than ourselves. Do you know, the Pharisees in Jesus' time, they thought they were the best. They wore big robes, they had lovely things, and they walked around and they knew everything. They were very posh like this because they knew everything. Who's posh? Who's a teacher? Let's have a look at some teachers. Are they posh?
No.
No. They're not walking around this morning with their noses stuck up in the air, are they? No, they are being humble because they know that there's some things that even teachers don't know. That's a little secret that they don't like you to know. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Who's hungry this morning? I know Emily is. She keeps on saying she wants a McDonald's. Who's hungry this morning? Steve? Kate? Some of the children? But we're not hungry for things that we can eat and put into our mouths. It's things that we can look for in God. And things that we can search for and pick out from his word. This is one of the most important books. In fact, the most important book in the whole wide world. Inside it has a recipe. And it has a recipe for happiness. To know how to be happy. There are different books in here. Does anybody know how many books there are in here? I know Adam knows. How many? Anybody know? 66 books. 66 books of recipes on how to be happy. Wonder how many people are reading those recipes every day. I know a couple of people in this church are reading through this whole book in a year and finding out different recipes about how to be happy and how to get to know God more. Blessed are the merciful. Who's wondering what this ribbon's for yet? Hang on, we're nearly there. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. What does that mean? That means for those of us who have looked in this book and who have sought after, really, really looked for and found God, we have been certainly blessed because God has said to us, you, I love you. I love you. I love you. And God has said that he loves everybody in the world. And those who look for him in his book, he has a special, special blessing. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This means that not only do we look for God, but we will see God. We will see God one day. When we pray and when we read this Bible, God reveals himself to us and he shows himself to us and he tells us all about himself and all about who he is and how you can be like him. He sent his son Jesus to die so that we could all learn about God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Has it got anything to do with this ribbon though? Are we there? Are we at the ribbon bit? Not quite. Blessed are the peacemakers. Who's a peacemaker? No peacemakers? Oh, two at the back. One at the front. On a good day. Got a few peacemakers over there, yeah? Yep, a few peacemakers over there. Why do you think the peacemakers are blessed? Yeah? Because what? Because they are peaceful. Who is at peace this morning and knows that they are safe with God? who knows that Jesus is their best friend. We sang about it this morning. We sang that Jesus is my friend. And when we know that Jesus is our friend, deep down inside us, it gives us a joy and it gives us a peace that nothing can take away. But sometimes, you know, when we go to school or when we go to work, people laugh at us and say, "Don't be so silly. You don't believe in God, do you?" And that's called being persecuted. And you know, if you can stand up at school and at work and say, "I believe in God and Jesus is my best friend," then you will be really, really blessed by God. And you will have something so special inside that nobody can take it away. I want you all to look at your ribbons. You all got your ribbons. I'm not very good at this bit. Inside your ribbon, at the end it's like that, like a D, there are two more ribbons. You need to hold on to those two ribbons in the middle. Everybody got that bit? And where it joins there, we need to put our fingers on that and we need to pull. And very, very slowly, we will see that we get something special happening with our ribbon. And I thought, as though, can everybody do it? Let's pull both ribbons together. And I thought, you know, this is just like being happy and how God makes us happy. We have a ribbon running through our life. And we have ups and we have downs. Everyone's more interested in the ribbon than me now. We have ups and downs in our lives. We have times when we are sad. We have times when we are happy. And all the way through, running through, is our friendship with Jesus. And that makes us happy. And whether we are on an up bit or a down bit, that bit holds us secure. Beautiful. And I thought we could all take these home. And when we get a bit sad sometimes, we could undo them and think, do you know, I have got Jesus in my life. He does help me to be happy. He helps me when times are bad. He helps me when times are sad. And he's with me all the time, whether I am up or down. So I want you all to take these ribbons home with you as a present from me. Put them on your fridge, or children, put them on your bedroom doors. And when you feel sad, pull the end of it, it'll come undone. And then you can say a little prayer. As you pull it back up again, you can say, "Jesus, help me to be happy. Show me that you are with me." And that is the talk for today.